one of the things I'm going to have to do is I notice on the schedule, I think, that they have this down as call number 8. And there was one call that was just moved up. So this is really call number 8, not call number 9. So okay. I'm going to have to make sure that that's reflected by Supernova. They've got you guys up one in terms of material. Okay, do we have Corey with us yet?
He is tied up on something, so she can't seem to get off the phone.
Okay. And will Jason be here today and okay. Frank?
Jason's here.
Okay.
Frank Hello, and Garrett are out of the office at a meeting.
Who's that?
Frank and Garrett are both out of the office.
Okay. Well, then, why don't we go ahead and get started then with the materials, because I don't want to delay you guys. I know you have other things to do as well. So the call is on record. The others can chime in and catch up. So what we did, I like to start these calls with... you know, with you, a little bit of your agenda first. Tell me, how you're progressing. Tell me about business and in terms of the grasp of the information. So, you know, Jason, why don't you kind of start and kind of let me know what's going on?
Well, we've been making a lot of effort to get people in.
Okay.
A lot about these folders.
Okay.
Figure out how to, I'm just not sure that we're really folder people, but we're trying to, it's caused a lot of conversation and a lot of evaluation.
Right. Okay. And I think as we continue to go through the material and kind of discuss the contents a little more, it'll become very, very clear to them, especially when you start to send out agendas and that sort of thing. So that's good. What else, might be on your minds, Ira or Chris?
Not a whole lot on my mind. Like Jason was saying, it has opened up for seeing clients more frequently and so forth. And we've been working on that. So.
Okay. Okay. So you're having more frequent communication with clients. Okay. So that's good. Have they brought you any additional assets? Or referrals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had people with extra cash laying in their checking that they've moved over.
Okay. Good. Ira, anything on your mind?
Not really. I mean, the business has been just consistently good anyway. I do like the fact that we seem to be more regular as far as getting people in that we haven't seen for a while, and I think we've got a better handle on who should be seeing whom.
Right. Okay. That's good. So that's starting to become more and more streamlined. So that's good. So in week number, first of all, in week number 7, we talked about this enthusiastically endorsed model. And the whole rationale behind that is to find out if the clients can enthusiastically endorse some of the other people that they're working with. You all are developing what's called a golden Rolodex, where if they're not happy with their CPA, you have a CPA that is also a center of influence that does a really good job. So you might have, you know, at least three that fit the bill that you can refer them to. And then you've got also in this Rolodex some attorneys that you can also enthusiastically endorse. So you're asking the client, can you enthusiastically endorse that lawyer? And if he says yeah, then write them down, put it into your golden Rolodex. Okay. So then we talked about the Bank of Trust, which is basically being so connected with your clients that if there is product failure, some kind of market failure, or you can't be available, then the forgiveness is there because they've got this great relationship with you. So that's what the Bank of Trust is about. And then you should be communicating to your clients the frequency of contact and the service model, and then they should receive a folder with the contents that we have previously discussed. Now, more and more, you're going to see and examine how this all ties together, translates into increased productivity. So appreciate your diligence there. Okay, week number 8, we get into agendas. And one of the things about agendas is they are generated from the financial planning process. So generally what happens is you get the plan done, you touch on the client's really hot topics that they want to address, you get those done, and then oftentimes some of the other less important items fall to the back of the list, okay? So the frequency of contact is designed for you to reach back, have an agenda of topics that you can schedule monthly calls on. So what we are suggesting is that you batch process client agendas out to 12, 18, and 24 months, which would be a list of topics that they ordinarily wouldn't hear about, but they should be aware that that is a topic that you address. So, for example, if 1 month you are talking about mortgages, a mortgage opportunity for a client may not occur for 6 months, or in discussions with a friend or colleague, it comes up, they recall that the Corn Group deals with those topics, okay? So that's one of the reasons why you're beginning to have a series of educational topics with the client. Any questions on that? Okay. All right, so most of those topics that you put together are generated out of the planning process. So when you meet with your client and you're having these meetings, the first item is always the client's agenda. So between calls, things may have happened. There could be new births, new grandchildren, marriage planning, divorces, catastrophic issues, illnesses. But you always want to make the first item on the agenda their agenda first. So it could be recent retirement, could be health issues, it could be aging parents, it could be any of those kinds of topics that if you don't address them, they could derail you. So that's why you want to, you know, allow their interest to come out first and be able to speak freely on those items. So that's how you're kind of starting to conduct your meeting, an agenda should go out prior to the call, almost as if you were operating on a nonprofit board. An agenda goes out. Usually it's looking at old business, approval of the minutes, then you're getting into new topics, new discussion, things that are pertinent to that particular client. So very briefly, that agenda goes out. The client puts it in their folder, and you just remind them for a while that that's to go into their folder. And then over a period of time, they'll get used to the idea of getting on the call, opening up their folder, and they understand what the next steps are in terms of your delivery of information, services, and capabilities. Okay. Now, you obviously are going to do a lot of listening. You're not trying to judge, and sometimes that's better than an immediate fix. So you're seeking first to understand what their issues are. Get items from the plan, create your 24-month calendar, and then have the client's agenda available. Okay. How do you prepare for that appointment? So,
Corey joined us, by the way.
Oh, okay. Who just joined us?
Corey.
Oh, hey, Corey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about client agendas at the moment and the material in week number 8. And we did a brief review of week 7, which will all be on the recorded portion of the call if you wanted to go back.
Perfect.
So we're talking about the client agenda, sending out those agendas a week in advance so that the client fully understands the kind of the topics that need to be addressed. Because sometimes, you know, people will be unfocused on those calls, and you've always got to bring them back into focus. So any issues that they want to discuss, you want them to be able to feel heard. Things that we should be concerned about. So, Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones, is there anything that we should be concerned about right now? And the day before the appointment, you're sending out the confirmation. This is done by the CSA. Because remember, the amount of time that gets wasted on just phone tag. They call you, you're on the phone. You call them back, they're busy, you know, this goes on and on and on. So this is one of the reasons why we are pre-scheduling appointments and sending out confirmations. There's going to be probably a 95% chance or greater that they're going to make their appointment, just like they do with their dentist, with their lawyers and their CPAs. So they've got the copy of the agenda, and it gives them time to prepare for the call and formulate some of the questions that they may want to ask. So you're sending out the agenda to give them get them prepared for the meeting. Now, these are just bullet points. These aren't, you know, long, drawn-out paragraphs. They're just bullets about the topics that we want to cover on the call. So the fourth item there, then, is just to reiterate that these are meetings similar to board meetings. You're sending out your agenda in advance with notes. The committees are ready to report. The client prepares, and it's not the first time that they have knowledge of this kind of process. And quite frankly, from everything we hear and the feedback we get, they love that. It helps them focus and they stay connected to you. Now, all these little things that you do are going to be setting you up for client acquisition. It's going to be the things that differentiate you from everybody else out there in the market. So ideally, in providing you with referrals, you want your clients to say, well, you know, if they're talking to a friend or a colleague, why should I deal with the Cohen Group? Well, let me tell you, my team, they provide me with agendas. I know what's on the call. They've made efforts to educate me. Their service model is outstanding. These are things that you just don't normally get from financial advisors. So now we move to presenting ideas that must be understood exactly where they fit into the client's situation. So you may look at substitution during these client meetings if necessary. So as you engage them on these monthly calls, those are some of the areas that you'll want to talk about. You're going to provide them with their monthly updates. It could be about portfolio rebalancing. It could be about RMD distributions. It could be about long-term care. But you are setting the stage for these agendas. Now, there are several types of client meetings that we discuss in Supernova, okay? There's the touch-base 15-minute phone meeting. You're doing four things. Personal update. You know, and the script here is, look, I've got an agenda, but before I get started, is there anything you want to discuss? Then number two might be a brief portfolio summary, okay? And then three would be kind of the educational topic of the month. And then number four, ask the client, you know, given everything that we talked about today, what did you particularly value about our conversation? Okay? And make sure that the things that you wanted them to understand, the things that you covered, is what they received. Okay. That's the touch-base 15-minute phone meeting. And it could run 15 to 20 minutes. Now, these are very important. We're talking about the monthly client meeting. Then we have what's called the phone review. Remember, there's four reviews, with two of them being in person. So the phone review, you're going to cover the client personal update, and you're going to restate, I have an agenda, but before I get started, is there anything else you want to discuss? All right. The portfolio review. More detailed summary of the portfolio, recommended adjustments, performance, validate the choices. Then there's the educational topic. This is a topic that you batch process for the month for all your clients. So we don't want you having to jump from the mortgage to long-term care to the RMD distribution. We want you to have all your materials, update yourself, and prepare to batch process the educational topic. The fourth item is about asking the client what they valued for that particular day. So that's all you do in the 30 to 45-minute phone review. Okay. All right, then we move now to the in-person review. Okay. Well, before we go to that one, do we have a good understanding of the touch base and the phone review? Any questions on that?
I don't think so.
Okay. So then on your schedule, you know, we've got our 85 to 100 relationships that we plugged into our calendar, our schedule, and now we see that we have a an in-person review schedule for, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So you start that meeting in the same way. I've got an agenda, and remember, they have received it a week in advance, but before I get started, is there anything you want to discuss? Because sometimes your agenda may not be aligned with what the client wants to talk about. We see that all the time. So that's why you want to ask that. Then you're going to go through the portfolio review, and you're preparing this in advance, you know, looking at long-term and short-term goals, and you're setting forth some recommendations. Okay. So that's your in-person review. Educational topic, evaluation of the service. Ask them, you know, do they value the time that you spent together? And now we begin to get into one of the steps in client acquisition, which is our VIPSA referral model to get introductions. Now, I'm not going to go into any depth to cover that today, but next week we're going to get into going through the various client acquisition activities. And so when you begin to use this model, I'm going to send you a script for it. But one of the things about this referral model, in Supernova, all of your referrals are personal introductions, okay? So there's none of this, hey, here's Joe's card, give him a call, or being on the phone, give Mrs. Smith a call. She'd like to speak with you. No, they have to make the handoff. They have to pass the baton personally to the introduction. We're going to show you during another coaching call, how to really orchestrate this to your best advantage. Okay? All right. So once you start doing that, you're going to start filling up your prospecting roles pretty rapidly. And that's why we had to work on a lot of the organization to free up your time to begin to receive personal introductions on your targeted prospects and your minimums. Okay. Now, did I send you all the article on niche markets and understanding the pain points on establishing your niche markets?
Yeah, you did towards the beginning.
Okay. All right. Great. So what we're now trying to do is examine what your niche markets are. And I think I was asking several things. One is, have you really identified a particular niche? And remember, the niche market is not a product. It's not a service. It's the it's an examination of a particular market. Okay, so, you know, some examples. It could be endowments, philanthropic services. It could be a focus on small business owners that have need for some pension consulting. So what are your niche markets? What are the 2 to 4 markets that you feel that you are focused on or want to develop at this time? Have you given more thought to that, Jason?
Well, I think we've been doing, we've been getting a lot of these endowments.
Okay.
We're trying to focus on endowments.
Okay. So endowments. Okay. So what that means is that you've got to get yourself up to speed in that whole nonprofit sector, what their needs are, in order to, you know, explore, you know, moving in that direction. So you should be reviewing some of the trade journals in that particular area to get yourself familiar. And as I pointed on the last call, you know, my niche market is financial advisors and managers. So how do I get familiar with that market? How do I keep up? You know, I have to read RIA Biz, Advisor Hub, Investment News Daily, Trust Advisor, Advisor Perspectives, you know, all trying to constantly, Cerulli Reports, always trying to get market intelligence about what's going on in the industry. And you have to do that when it comes to any of the niche markets that you go after, so that you can go into those markets being incredibly knowledgeable, and then you can make reference and send links to those clients that may be too busy to keep up with some of the things going on in their market as a value-added service and capability. So that's what we meant by exploring niche markets. I knew you all have a couple of oil companies, I think, that are located there in Bakersfield when I looked at some of the demographics. You know, one of the things, you know, not relating to an oil company, but I knew an FA that focused on Procter & Gamble. And he knew the HR director. Every time somebody was getting ready to retire, they called that team in. They were multi-million-dollar producers on just with that relationship alone and the ancillary business that came about. So I would encourage you to continue to look at that. Okay, we've got a couple of things that we are going to, you know, try to finish up with this. You know, there's the Stephen Covey model as part of the materials that were sent, where you're looking at activities that are urgent, okay? Those are your crises. It's that breakdown in J&J and you had to respond to a number of clients, Ira. It's pressing problems, deadline-driven projects. Now, when the business gets to the point where all you're doing is dealing with urgent items, then it takes away from the cultivation of the relationships. So it's the non-urgent activities, and sometimes those that don't on the surface appear as important, that don't get the attention that they need. So take a look at that model, and when you have the monthly calls, you just position some of those actions in those calls. All right. So to conclude, finish communicating your service model, 12-4-2. Distribute the folders to the clients. Put together prospect folders as needed and COI folders, centers of influence, so that you have agendas for them. Because when we get into client acquisition, this is going to figure very prominently into how we acquire additional relationships. Practice building deeper relationships with your clients. Continue to ask the right questions. And in your topics, write down some of the ways that you can save clients money during your monthly calls and our topics. Maybe it's account aggregation, you know, whatever the kinds of topics that you have that might be important. Now, while this may seem small, they're always going to think that you're looking out for their best interests. Okay, let me stop there. Decide if the, tell me if there's any questions about anything that we've covered today. Corey?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Jason, Chris, Ira?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, continue to be making the progress, and have a great rest of the week, and I look forward to our next call because we're going to start to move more into the client acquisition phase. All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
These are lively vibes.